All right, we're here. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. And we're doing a special edition this week because of the terrible thing that happened down in New Orleans and Mississippi. Scott's not here, and Rick is.
Hi.
Which is awesome.
How are all you leeches doing out there?
Rick is the one of the few, actually, that's we can call a Zydeco because he's been there, what, seven, 20 times?
20 times was our last trip when you came down there with us.
Holy crap. That is awesome. Well, it's a real bummer what's going on, man. I mean, we've been talking about it a little bit just setting up, and it sucks. It sucks. It's so fucking sad, and nobody's helping them. And, matter of fact, Beth's boss talked about sending a bunch of money, but he's worried it won't get to him. It's just going to, you know, fall in the hands of some whoever, bureaucrat.
Well, there are a couple of websites out there right now called Katrina Relief. And along those lines with the word Katrina in it, they've been both found out to be bogus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've already started. Those kind of people, those people who are on their going to hell.
Those people should be shot for sure.
And but they're already starting right now just to, you know, to fleece people. Without any,
it's just,
without any soul. Hey, I had a friend come up to me who knows about my attachment to Nola. Nola, my mistress, my girlfriend, my love. It was almost like he was sending me his condolences for a lost family member. I understand, yeah. And you know, his view on it was, well, at least you went down there. You've been there. You know, you've seen it when it was, and it's kind of made it sound like, well, it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How does that help?
New Orleans was my lifeline, man. I mean, every 6 months I'd go down there and stop gritting my teeth for 3 days at a time, you know, and it was refreshing.
And you made me fucking walk all over the goddamn from, let's see, from.
I didn't make you walk. She
did.
She did.
From Canal Street all the way to Esplanade.
Mm-hmm.
And then weaving in and out. And
that's about 20 blocks.
Although after I lost a couple pounds, the walk was much easier the next time we went. I was leading the charge, and it was hotter. It was cool, though.
So now my topic for tonight is what's going to happen? I mean, we all know what's happening right now, and even though the emergency services haven't yet kicked in, you know, we're all waiting for help to arrive. What's going to happen afterwards? You know, these are the kind of things, these kind of the tsunami and other disasters that happen all around the world. We read about them for a week, maybe two, and then they go away.
Yeah.
This is going to stay with us for months and years. An LSU professor was quoted as saying that New Orleans will never come back. New Orleans, as we know it, is gone for good.
I hate to think that. It's an American city.
If he's right, well, the birthplace of jazz and the blues, Chicago, you know, we owe a lot to New Orleans. That was the pipeline. A lot of those musicians came up here,
yeah,
planted their roots in the fertile soil of the south side of Chicago, and, you know, the burgeoning blues scene was born up here, and which then, of course, attracted artists like the Rolling Stones. And, I mean, yeah. It just spread out from all over the world, but it all started down there. The culture of New Orleans, will it ever be the same? Will the musicians return? Everything down there, that's the food and the people. Yeah, what you're seeing on the news down there and the reports of shootings and all that.
They're very slow, though, on the service. Very slow.
That was a lesson they were trying to teach you, John.
Relax.
Take it easy.
The big easy.
That's
hey,
right.
I guess that's what they meant. And hey, if it wasn't for you, I probably never would have thought of going there. And one day you said, hey, let's just go. And that was when Scott was going down there for a company. Maybe we shouldn't talk about that. A company outing.
He wasn't even in the band yet. We said, let's go down there. We'll go down with us.
We'll meet you.
We met up with him and his friends.
He learned a couple tunes or something so we could play somewhere if we...
We were hoping to play at Checkpoint Charlie's down at the end of Decatur Street, you know.
Yeah.
You know, just mentioning names of places like that right now, just, you know, I get a little choked up with Cooter Brown's down by the corner down there of St. Charles Avenue. That's something... You remember the streetcar rides down there. I mean, what about, remember those oak trees?
Oh, yeah.
It kind of formed an archway. It was like a cathedral, a long hallway that you would be going down a streetcar with just these huge oak trees that would meet.
Yeah, and all those beautiful houses down Royal.
Those oak trees, I don't know. You know, I'm waiting to see if those oak trees are still standing or the houses down along the Garden District down there on St. Charles and... Magazine Street, there was a lot of... They weren't the sturdiest-looking buildings to begin with. And
the hell is that?
You.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Oh. What was that?
I don't know. You're doing something down
here. You're doing it, man. Come on.
I can't be doing anything down here.
I don't know what I'm doing. Well, you know, anybody who listens to these podcasts know there's some sort of technical difficulty that goes on.
There's some gremlins in here.
Yeah, but some of the, I had, especially the last time with my wife, that was one of the best times I've had. And, yeah, I thought we had an awesome time.
We had a great dinner at Dickie Brennan's.
I still
have a lucky dog every time I go down there.
Brutal. But you're right. It's like you got to have one. And when you're hammered...
They'll keep you going, yeah. Oh, a couple more hours.
God. I don't know why they call them lucky, man. You know?
That's the way you feel if you wake up the next day.
Yeah, I guess. But there was a lot of good times. First thing you did, come on, take the streetcar. Because we stayed at a place called the Royal...
Royal Sonesta, right on Bourbon.
No. The time you and I went, my virgin debut.
Oh, that was on St. Charles. I don't remember the name of that place.
St. Charles, that's what.
St. Charles Anna. St. Charles Anna.
Turns into Royal. St. Charles, whatever it was, like the St. Charles Plaza.
It was the Plaza, yeah.
Yeah. And the streetcar was really long, and we went around, what was that circle?
Lee Circle.
Lee Circle. And then we stop at a corner of Canal, and it's Royal then. Or no, it's Royal when it hits the quarter.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, when it gets to the French side.
So we got to cross the street. The first thing you bring me to at 11 o'clock in the morning is the Absinthe House. And this is where I can understand where it's not New Orleans anymore. Because that place was a freaking dive on the inside. But it was the coolest dive.
Legend has it, John Lafitte and Colonel General Jackson planned the Battle of New Orleans in one of those back rooms.
Oh,
and
you,
that's why they have a little statue in there, and it's got that copper top bar and, you know, the original slate. It's you're drinking with a lot of ghosts when you're having a cocktail in there. And I ran into James Carville once down there in that bar.
Oh, really?
My cousin and Tony Rossi met Robert Goulet.
Wow.
It's, you know, it's a meeting place. And, you know, if you ever get lost down there, if you're with a group of people, you tell them, you know, every night, 10 o'clock, we'll meet up at the old Absinthe House and, you know, all the stragglers, you'll find the people.
That's right. And it was awesome. The first thing you did was made me drink two Hurricanes, not the Kool-Aid flavored ones.
Not the Pat O'Brien ones. Yeah. No, these are the real Hurricanes.
These are hand-done.
Lisa makes them great right there.
Very powerful. And I was completely hammered. And then we walked down
to the river.
Well,
or we walked up the stairs to the river.
No, first we went to, on Bourbon Street, where the camera was. And I called home.
Cat's meow, yeah.
Yeah. And I was on the camera. And then we walked down. I think we had a hand grenade.
You did.
Or I did, yeah. I had a hand grenade. So I was pretty hammered. Then we went to the river. And then at some point we went to a place called the French Quarter Inn or
French Market Inn.
French Market Inn, and had some. I believe I had some sort of sausage and or not sausage, some sort of crawfish and rice concoction.
Jambalaya.
Jambalaya. That'd be it. Yeah, sorry.
It's kind of a touristy place, but it's still fun once in a while to go. They boil their crawfish right in the front window.
Yeah, what was cool is you sit on the top on one of the balconies, and you can overlook the French Market from there. Yeah. It's kind of kitty corner behind me, it was, anyway.
Yeah.
And then we walked down towards the river and got one of those I can't even remember the goddamn Cafe Du Monde. We had the
beignets and Cafe Olay.
Yeah, and it was nice. It was November. It was like 50 degrees. It was beautiful out. Unfortunately, we didn't get to stay right down in the quarter. But the next trip we did, and then we found this unbelievable place to have a steak.
Port-au-Call,
the dive of the century where all the locals go. And we got to hand it to the bartender at
Absinthe House
because she talked us into it.
Yeah.
And that was freaking awesome. And it had to calm me down when I had that big steak because I was so pissed at Rick for making me walk those that many blocks. But after we had a steak and a potato and a couple of beers, I was like, oh, this is sweet. Jumped in a cab, went back, had a couple more drinks. Met up with Scott, I think, eventually.
At Pat O'Brien's.
Yeah, that's right. And we didn't have, like, passes or anything, but we bullshitted our way to get a table.
You bullshitted. I just nodded my head.
Well, yeah. I said we were making a documentary and this for is Scott's
Rick,
company.
This is Rick, our cameraman.
But you had a camera on.
Yeah.
Mind if we have these three ladies sit with you? Oh, sure, you know, whatever. And they're asking us all these questions, technical questions, and I just kind of, like, went with it.
You know that town, they survive on their convention trade. Their tourist trade, their convention trade. And
definitely.
It's going to snowball into something so bad. The area is going to become so depressed if something isn't done.
Oh, I know.
Right away, if the government doesn't move in now and really, it's a bad place to build a city, but they've got to rebuild it.
I think it'll come back. It's gotta. How can it not? It's New Orleans.
Where are these people going to go for the next 3 to 5, 6 months? They need jobs. These bartenders.
I know.
These waitresses. These restaurant owners, the strippers, where are they going to go?
I don't know.
These people depended on tourist dollars.
Well, you know, the one girl, Lisa, didn't she say that she leaves town for the summer or something and comes back?
Yeah.
Or no, she goes for Thanksgiving and off season. Then she comes back and makes her money and then she leaves again. And that's really her only job.
And they make a lot of money doing that, but, you know, that's it. You know, I'm not making light of it when I say, you know, the poor girls who are working in the strip clubs, that might be their only vocation. That might be their only skill. Where are they going to go? Are they going to go to Vegas? I mean, that's going to simply dilute the job pool up there. And then when New Orleans reopens, do they want to come back? Who's going to bring their family back?
Yeah.
Who's going to bring their family back to Slidell or, you know, one of those suburbs that surround New Orleans?
And it has to be rebuilt anyway. None of those houses could be any good.
I imagine people walking back to their houses after the water recedes, and you could probably just put your finger right through the drywall.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's going to be a matter of... it's got to be wrecked. The house has got to be razed, and you got to start over again. The insurance companies are going to start crying.
Oh, yeah.
Poor. They're going to start asking for... There's going to be a lot more struggle going on than it's on the surface right now. There's wrangling going on behind the scenes right now.
Yeah.
People are going to be trying to get out of their obligations because this is just too big. We didn't see this coming. We shouldn't have to pay for this, or we shouldn't have to do this.
Well, what do you pay your taxes for? So that Bush could give it all to, you know, $200 billion to a war? Or $200 billion, or that $250 million to that goddamn clown up in Alaska to build that bridge.
That's named rescinded. After him.
Yeah.
By the way,
pull it back. Give $50 million to the 50 people in the town they want to make the bridge to, and take the other 200 and give it to the people down in New Orleans. That's what I say.
And it's probably a no bid contract on the bridge building.
Yeah.
Too.
And then here in our own town, Des Plaines, we have money for the S-curve over on Northwest Highway there, and a bridge that rocks are falling from. You know what? Just close the goddamn street down. Give them the money. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Actually, Steve Dahl was in the news on Feeder today. I guess he made a bad joke on the air.
About
New Orleans. He was referring to the bodies that were going to pop up out of the cemeteries because they're above ground. Yeah. They were talking about them floating around and stuff.
Yeah, there's nothing left in those things, though.
Oh, well, he was said when Bourbon Street opens up, he's got a new drink called the Floating Corpse. And he was ordering chocolate babies, they're called.
Mm-hmm.
They're little mummies to float in a glass. He's actually going to make them on the air tomorrow, I guess. It's not funny, but I think it's the way people are sometimes. They try to make light of something that's just really hard to get over, you know. And, boy, he got some hate mail, I guess.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's misdirected, too. I mean, there are no, I mean, according to some of the people I talked to down there, those things aren't airtight.
Yeah.
And insects, moisture, everything gets in there. There's not much left inside those things. So you'd get more from, flooding up north in Minnesota in a graveyard.
Yeah,
and
right.
Like that. But
and something I read or heard on the radio about Hurricane Camille, a lot more people died after because of the snakes, the poisonous snakes that were in the water.
Mm-hmm.
The sewage, the disease, and alligators.
What was the name of the hurricane that hit Galveston? Did it have a name?
Yeah, that was 1900. 8,000 people died.
I think they didn't have a name. I think they called that the Labor Day Storm.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Maybe I might be wrong on that.
It was about 8. It hit an island. It was like a Galveston island where there was a lot of rich people that lived there.
Yeah, but that's what's happening today. We just, New Orleans has gotten hit by tornadoes in the past. I was in New Orleans 3 years ago.
For a hurricane, right?
For a hurricane. I think it was Greg. And that was 75-mile-an-hour winds. You know, and they've been used to those. They've been getting those weakening storms that once they go through Florida, that kind of added to the whole the lackadaisical attitude they had, And I'm not saying it's their fault. It's just that's human nature, and you're going to ride this one out again, and we'll get back to business in 3 days. We'll clean up, we'll pick the branches up, and we'll get back to our jobs. But we're living with this in our country all over the place.
Yeah.
People in L.A. and San Francisco say, I know I live on a fault line, but, the bed shakes at night, I grab the alarm clock before it falls off, and then I go to work the next morning. Yeah. I might have to drive around a couple of flashing red street lights or something like that, and I go back to work. Katrina happened.
Yeah.
And the big earthquake, that's going to happen.
Yeah. We
and
had one of them.
We're going to be left wondering why weren't we more prepared for that? It's just we cover this planet. The human race, we have no choice sometimes. We have to stay.
Yep.
If it's just the fact that you're tied to your home, through I don't know, something deeper than your job or your family or those kind of connections, or if you're staying simply because you don't want the damn looters getting in your front window,
right?
And you will protect that plasma TV with your life if you have to.
Yeah.
And then of course you're drowning.
And you're on the roof. Or actually, they interviewed a couple right there in Biloxi, and are you doing that song? You hear that? Is that me? Am I doing something? What is that noise, man?
Are you touching your...
No.
No, are you touching your stand?
No, I don't know what it... Oh, maybe my foot? I don't know. Anyway, they interviewed a couple in Biloxi right there on the shoreline. They said, you're still here? And they said, well, yeah, we're looking through this nothing. There's absolutely nothing, but we're trying to see if we can find some pictures and stuff. And they're like, well, what are you going to do? Oh, we're going to come back and we're going to rebuild. I mean, we love it here so much. We just love this shoreline. We love everything about it, and we're willing to risk it all to be here, you know. I mean, and you're right. People just don't want to get rid of their possessions. They don't want to leave the place that they live and love and grew up or whatever it is. And where are they going to go anyway?
Yeah, you can't explain it, you know.
And it just sucks what the hell's going on right now at that convention center and
hey,
all
what's,
that shit.
What was Katrina when she hit Florida? What category was that?
Two, I think, or three.
See, that's
it was just above a tropical, and then it went down to a tropical, I believe, and then it cranked up. Then you could see the big hole, the big eye in the middle, and I started watching the news, and I said, "Whoa, that's a big fucking hurricane." But then I kept thinking about what you said. Yeah, we were down there, and they just closed the hurricane doors on the absentee house, and they were slamming and rattling, and we rode the whole thing out and came out, and it was beautiful. You know, the sun came out, and it all dried up, and it was fantastic. So
there was umbrellas everywhere. There was umbrellas everywhere, and it was just kind of, it was almost Alice in Wonderland, like, you know. It was just a big blustery wind when we were down there for that one hurricane. It was a Category 1, and we were actually able to land in it. Our plane was able to land in it. We took a cab to our hotel in it.
Wow.
And then we couldn't wait to get out. We couldn't wait to get out into it. You know, we ran up to the river and we were leaning
Let's
into
go!
The wind. Yeah, and then, yeah, of course, hours later it was clear sky. And, you know, we were so proud of ourselves that we rode this storm out. And, you know, now.
But I kept thinking that it was going to be fine.
Yeah.
And then some of the cameras were rolling. And the guy's like right on Bourbon Street, and it's fine. It's, you know, some plywood blew around, some shit was flying everywhere, but it was dry. Then the next day, there's the guy from Channel 5. What's his name? The guy that doing like Peter Jennings now, Brian Williams. I turn on the TV, I think Tuesday morning, and he says, Matt, we have some new developments.
Mm-hmm.
Since last night, there was no water, and the water is creeping up to the hotel where we're at now. The water, and they show this car, it's up to the bumper with water. That's how fast that shit was coming in. And then I started thinking, oh, shit. And still, there wasn't enough news to tell you how bad it was. Then all of a sudden, they started doing the helicopter flyovers.
Well, Saturday night when you and I and Scott were playing down in the city, we, you know, we did the usual, you know, nothing serious. Hey, another storm's gonna hit our girl. Another storm's gonna hit Nola, and let's dedicate this song to her. Everyone raised their glasses. Then he said, you know, the big one's about to hit, and God, Sunday, nothing much, right? We didn't talk much about it, did we? We were unloading equipment, and then. It was Monday when they said that, you know, nothing's coming out of New Orleans.
Right.
No communications. All the power's out. And
you and I talked briefly on the phone.
Yeah.
And then talked again later about the shitty band we were watching on cable access. And still.
Oh, I was talking last night at Tony Rossi's.
Yeah.
And I mentioned this to him. I go, this band was the worst. Have you ever heard of this band? And I started describing a song, and Sternberg says, was the guy playing a green guitar?
Yeah, oh, my God. Everybody's seen it. They're the most famous, worst band in the world.
The most famous, ugliest guitar in the world.
It was like a SG or something,
it was
wasn't
like
it?
Yeah, like an elliptical SG. It was kind of offset.
Oh,
and
God.
Lime fluorescent shocking green.
I actually have some footage that I brought with me.
Very good. Yeah. Scott's got to see this.
Yeah, it's.
If you didn't get to wrap it up, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that is the best. Worst.
I ran downstairs after we talked. I got a little part of the
Brown-Eyed Girl,
and then something else after that where he's playing harmonica and shit really loud. And
so, can we talk about our gig a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
I apologize for the third set.
Oh, you do?
Well, yeah.
After you said Scott, watch out for Scott.
Watch out for Scott. He's stoned.
Yeah.
John.
And he was phenomenal and then blew a wrist.
Yeah, well, you know, we watch him when he's practicing. We're saying, man, dude, you're playing too hard. Relax. I didn't think it was going to go that far.
I know.
Our bass player, Scott, who normally you listen to on this station, is he tore muscles in his wrist playing at our last gig at the Wabash Tap down in downtown Chicago. Great bar, by the way. I like that bar a lot.
Too much masturbation. Yeah,
not quite enough girl on girl grinding on the dance floor.
Oh my God, I know. How about, you know, and you tell Scott all the time, did you warm up? Are you warming up? And he plays that, whatever that
ding, 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 ding,
yeah,
ding,
what the
ding,
fuck
ding,
is
ding,
that?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, I'm warmed up, man. I'm warm. Why don't you do Tears of a Clown or something? Mm-hmm. Get your wrist all, and then there it is. Oh, my arm! Look at it. It's fucking swollen.
He pulls up lame. No, he finished the night, but he had this huge lump. This huge lump in his forearm, kind of like a Popeye, only on one side. His forearm was all swelled.
Yeah, it was nasty.
But
great
bar. I'd like to go back there. And I guess we were offered another one to go back there.
The 18th. We're supposed to play after the Bears game.
Oh, we're not going to do the 17th that night?
No, because remember we're doing the 17th at Tony Rossi.
Griffin's public house. Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, fair enough. We'll do that.
Maybe we should get a freaking hotel down there. Yeah. Load the car back up and then just drive over to the Wabash Tap.
If the hotel's got underground parking, everything will be okay in the vans. It'll be cool in there.
Yeah, man. Oh, that's right. It's at Griffin's, right?
Right at Halstead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right next to, I think it's Blues, etc.
Is it open, or is it an open night, or it's just for family and friends?
It sounds like it's pretty open, but there's going to be so many friends and family of Laura's there that, you know, and that's why, you know, they're going to have an open bar for about 5 hours.
Yeah.
Which it might, that itself may close it to the public, you know, because of the liquor laws, but.
Right. The firehouse is right next door. We know that.
Yeah.
Chris almost got into a police car.
Yeah, we got the, I got flyers that explain how to park and how to, where not to park.
Cool. Yeah, that place is pretty neat.
But getting back to New Orleans, there might be something that we can do if we could talk to one of our bars that we play at.
Yeah.
Maybe even just play a benefit over the next couple of months.
Yeah, we could donate all the cash we make or something.
Exactly, you know, just and put a tip jar out in front of the band too. Once you pay your cover, you want to put a few more bucks into the, you know, the relief effort. You know, this is a band we've been down there. We, you know, it's our second home. It's you know, John just adopted it. I mean, John took to it right away. I was impressed. He wasn't one of those guys you got to babysit down there. One of those guys that was like.
Oh no, man!
He didn't shrink. He wasn't a shrinking violet down there.
I had my sea legs
anywhere down there. I mean, it took him to Cooter Browns on a couple occasions.
Cooter, you know, yeah, the muffaletta.
The guy ate his oysters too.
What I'm gonna miss? Did you hear that?
I heard that.
What is that?
That's just something in the lines.
Yeah, there's something going on here. All right, I hope it didn't get on the thing because it didn't sound right. Anyway,
actually, it's. You wouldn't be able to redo that.
You pooped your pants or my pants? You pooped your pants or my pants?
Yeah. So, what were we saying?
About a benefit, maybe we should.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, every little bit helps. And, you know, and I mean, I'm going to a relief party. And, you know, it's just a neighborhood thing I found out about, and people are just bringing their own New Orleans cuisines, and that's it. You know, there's going to be they're going to pass the hat, and that's going to go to the Red Cross. If everyone does a little something, you know, it's going to make a little difference. I don't know. You know, I'm scared that, you know, she's never going to come back from this. And
well, I want to know what Emeril has to say about it, because Emeril has the restaurant down there.
It's got
Delmonico,
three.
At least.
Got three down there now.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to say was the muffaletta I had at Cooter Brown's. The thing I wanted to do was I was watching an episode of Emerald Live, and he made a muffaletta on there, and he talked about the best place to get a muffaletta was the general store.
Oh,
isn't that right?
Central Grocers.
Central Grocers, yeah.
That's where
right.
we get our muffaletta salad mix from that yeah. place, yeah.
And
up,
I wanted
up until
to do
a few days ago, you could have muffaletta shipped anywhere in the country overnight. You know, they ship them, I think, six at a time. It was a minimum order of six. You know how big they were.
Yeah.
But,
huge.
Yeah, they would ship six.
Like Frisbees, man. Yeah. They were gigantic. We split one four ways.
Yeah.
They're so big.
Chris Funk and Pattison, they lived off of one muffaletta for 4 days in their hotel room. The thing never went bad. It's,
oh, my God.
You know, it's all olives and oil, and, you know, so it's kind of its own preservative. And
oh, that's another thing today I saw on the news. There's a bunch of people that, some people from Scotland, as a matter of fact, that are stuck in this thing. They
wow.
they flew there for some vacation, and a bunch of people are on the roofs of these timeshares and these apartments and stuff that are mm-hmm. in the quarter area just outside of it, and they're freaking out. They go down at night or whatever, and they go to look for water and food and stuff. There's a payphone they use, but they're afraid after or in the daytime to do that. At night, they lock all the doors because they don't want anybody coming up there.
Yeah.
Because they got a refrigerator full of food that's good for about 4 days, and mm-hmm. they're rationing their water and stuff. And I guess what this guy found out was that there's a ton of people up on top of these roofs and living in this, like, one-room timeshare apartments or whatever. And they've taken some people in that happened to be running down the street at the time and sought refuge into the house. But the cops don't even know they're there because the cops would just chase them out and send them down to the Superdome or something.
Right.
And they don't want to go.
Yeah.
Because they heard the shots and they see the looters. But
the looters, yeah.
They're not so much, you know, there's some people, I couldn't believe they're taking fucking TVs, but outside
the mayor,
of that.
The mayor wouldn't answer the questions about what the police are doing about looters.
Yeah.
She kept changing the subject. Like, how do you, when you find someone looting, what do you do? Where do you take them to? Our main concern right now is the safety of our citizens, and she would go on and on about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, but then they dispatch like a 1,500 police to take care of the looters. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Start busing the people out that
the police
need to
shot
go.
The police shot a seal.
Oh, did they? They
yeah.
shot that seal?
Yeah, they shot it twice in the head.
Oh, no. I saw that. One seal got out, and he was in a pool. And then another one was just kind of laying there.
Well, they moved dolphins to a pool.
I know that.
But this seal was a wild seal that got forced up the river.
Oh, really?
By the storm. Yeah, he was weak.
Oh.
And the cops claim they shot him in the head to put him out of his misery. There was about 7-8 people there pouring buckets of water on him.
Oh, man.
You know, to keep him hydrated. But,
yeah.
You know, in a way, maybe they did the right thing because, you know, animal welfare people wouldn't be able to get back into
no.
town for weeks. And
the water is just nasty.
I don't know. You know, maybe, you know, and I wouldn't try to move that seal back to the river because, you know,
yeah.
the thing's probably terrified. It'd probably bite and...
Yeah. Hey, man.
Flipper you.
What?
Whatever they do.
Flipper,
know.
Yeah. Yeah, it was... I saw one. They showed one that had, like... same thing you said, rode the wave in, and he ended up in a pool in one of the hotels. And I know they did with the dolphins. They put some dolphins in, like, the Holiday Inn
mm-hmm.
swimming pool or something like that. And, yeah, and I
and
guess...
how are they doing now, you know?
Yeah.
They're going to run out of food for the dolphins.
Yeah.
There's horses dying in the surrounding area because there's no hay. There's horses and animals dying everywhere.
Yeah. Well, Shannon saw a dog on TV, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mom, the dog! And Beth had to turn the channel right away because that would be it. The dog, well, you know, Beth wants to be, Shannon wants to be a pet groomer when
mm-hmm.
she grows up. So she's really into the animals, man. Dogs, cats, she doesn't care what it is, man. She's.
What's going to happen to those musicians down there?
If they can't find Fats Domino.
No?
No. His agent tried to talk to him on Sunday. It was the last time he heard of him. And now they have not been able to reach him. And he said he was going to ride the storm out.
Saturn Bar.
Yeah.
what's his name? Trent Reznor. He lives down there now.
From Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, he owns a studio. He lives there now. A lot of musicians who you don't really realize it actually live in New Orleans. They have homes down there around the French Quarter. What's his name? Harry Connick Jr. He lives down there.
Oh, yeah. His favorite place, Café Du Monde.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we have a bird in here. That's you, man. You were doing it the whole
Not
time.
Before.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, I know what that is, man. There's a little birdie in your pocket. That's pretty nice. That bird call you're doing there. Well, how about we take a quick break and we'll reconvene?
Yeah, let's
in
play
a few
little.
Minutes.
Let's play a little Cajun Zydeco.
Yeah, play some Cajun Zydeco. We'll be back. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with Rick and John.
me parli in fumoretta. Più che gara me parli. A me parli in fumoretta. A me per amor cachet. Tu che non mi parli in un villaggio. Qui vous mal, voyez appétit. Qui vous mal, qui vous mal, allez tout le monde et toi. Et l'amour pour toi, l'amour pour toi. L'amour pour toi est prêt.
All right, we're back, yeah. John and Rick.
We're not
John.
Feeling any better either. We are definitely not feeling any better.
No.
After that break.
But we refreshed our drinks, and you listened to some tunes that Rick had. I have no Zydeco tunes. As a matter of fact, a guy wanted me to play in his band, Zydeco band. This guy used to buy equipment off of Kevin when he worked at Soundpost. I can't remember the name of the band, but it was a Zydeco band. The guy gave me a CD. I learned all the tunes.
You remember,
and all street beats.
Remember Brian Moritz?
Yeah.
He played in kind of a Zydeco band for just long enough. Who went with me? Oh, never mind. Someone went with me down to the...
Oh, you don't want to tell me? Who?
Phil.
He's dead to me, man.
And, I think it was where were we at? Was it the empty bottle? Was it the empty bottle?
Empty bottle.
No,
right?
It was the Lounge Acts. We went to the Lounge Acts to see this battle of the bands, and I forgot who was sponsoring. Maybe some beer company, but Brian was playing in a band. He was just He was just a jobber. He was just filling in for this band so they could do this thing. It was called Betsy and the Bone Shakers.
Yeah,
the name of the band. They did some pretty cool Zyda Arcadian type music, and the neatest thing about it was, though, this band that all the hype was built around for this whole gig.
Wow.
Just keep your finger off that.
I don't
button,
know what
man.
It is, man.
And
I've never heard that before.
John, this band that came up that was all this hype was built up around, this guy had a rack the size of a Frigidaire.
Oh, really?
It was just nothing but all kinds of, and it took him so long to get it dialed in. By the time his band finally got up there, you know, the climax was over with.
Yeah.
And then this band that drove all the way from Michigan showed up to play, and they were not unprepared. They didn't look the part or anything like that, and they got up and played. They were called the Verve Pipe.
Oh, those guys are great.
I know, and this is before they were signed.
Oh, yeah.
And the singer had this Bono kind of attitude toward
him
on stage.
That's right, I remember the story.
And the guitar player was just, he just had an amp with a big open sound and, you know, no effects. And they got up there, and they were just all this wonderful energy, and they won the competition. They won the Battle of the Bands.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that that's what that was. Yeah, they're great. They did that song Freshman.
And it was such a shock, to hear about them like a year or so later that, you know, here they are now being played on the radio. And so, you know, good for them.
They do the last song in Rockstar when Marky Mark, after he fucks up and he's had it, lost his girlfriend, and he's had it with the Steel Dragon.
He didn't just lose his girlfriend.
He lost his
Jennifer
friends.
Aniston.
Oh, yeah. And he lost the band friends. And then somewhere later at the end of the movie, he hooks up with the lead guitar player,
and they get back together, do songwriting.
But that one part in the middle of the movie, remember? They were outside that club.
Yeah.
And they kind of went chest to chest, and it was like, where you think you're going, Rick?
Yeah.
What, you want to go, John?
Dragon Tunes, man. Yeah, I think every band can identify with that moment. I don't want to relive it again. Didn't we relive it about a week ago?
Yep.
Jesus. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
John and I,
I would never get up and unplug your shit, though, like he did in the middle of the show. Marky Mark walked over while the guy was wanking and posing and playing a solo.
Yeah.
That's not how it goes.
So what, man?
Fighting.
Yeah.
Sensors
indicate.
Yeah, I don't.
Sensor readings indicate.
I don't think it's making it onto
that's from Star Trek.
Yeah, but I don't think it's making it onto the tape. So we're going to sound pretty stupid.
Pretty pathetic.
Did you hear that?
John, get these spiders off of me right now.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that is. That never happened before.
That's me.
Oh, well.
It's me.
Maybe it's one of my cords here. Anyway.
All right, let's hopscotch back. Parking in that neighborhood of the Wabash Tap was terrible.
Oh, I know, and the rats. The rats were like little cats.
They were just big rats, yeah.
Yeah, I was telling my kids about the rats. Really, Dad? Yeah, they had teeth, and, you know, they're like little squirrels, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Did you pet it? No. Are you crazy? They're full. And that's when, you know, the wife's, they got rabies. Don't you ever pet a rat.
Well, you know what they say about the rats?
No.
They keep the cat population down.
Really? They eat them?
No.
They're pretty big. Could have freaking fooled me. It was like watching, what was that movie, what is it called? Wilbur?
What movie?
The rat movie.
Wilbur. These giant flesh-eating horses.
Wilbur. No, that's right, Willard. Did you see the new one with Crispin Glover?
No.
Oh, he makes a great rat bastard in that movie. He's pretty good.
Hey, what's the name of that radio station, 560 AM?
I don't know, 560 AM.
Yeah, I saw a billboard the other day that said, talk radio, 560 AM. Liberals hate it.
Oh, jeez. Great.
It's right on the Kennedy.
Yeah, figures. There's another one, 890.
But isn't that kind of a reactionary, almost an oxymoronic phrase? Liberals hate it.
Yeah.
Liberals don't hate anything.
That's right.
We're happy people. We're tolerant.
Shiny, happy people. That's what. Yeah, it's pretty brutal what some.
You
want to
get rid of the liberals, Bush? Just cut down the drug supply.
Yeah, cut it down.
And a lot of us will conform.
That's right.
We'll finally conform.
We'll stop doing drugs.
We'll put the happy helmets on.
Well, I don't
obedience
understand.
Collars.
Since when is liberal a bad word? I mean, doesn't it mean free? Freedom of thought?
It's one of my favorite words in cooking.
Oh, liberal amount of garlic?
Cheese on top, yeah, or something.
Yeah, it means freedom, a lot.
Apply cheese liberally.
Right.
So,
Be conservative with your cheese. No wonder that food tastes like shit.
They could have called us amples.
Oh, right.
Instead of liberals. Amples is a little more than liberal, I think.
Copious.
Yeah, the copiouses.
The copiouses.
The copians. you copians,
well,
that's the reason for this.
Scott and I came up with a new party, the Common Sense Party. We're going to call ourselves the Commies. You think it'll go over? Okay. The Commies. The Common Senseies. You know, liberal is libertarian. The classical liberal is the new libertarian, which Thomas Jefferson was, the classical liberal. Classical liberalism. But they remove the classical, and then the conservatives call people liberals, which is a bad thing, a bleeding heart liberal. So a bleeding heart freedom fighter, or somebody who's into freedom or freedom of speech or whatever it is. Conservative means to not progress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it Gallagher that said, if pro is good and con is bad, and progress is good, what is Congress? Right? There you go. Need I say more? Or conservative? So, yeah. How you doing?
All right.
You all right, man?
Still melancholy. This is gonna last a long time for me, this...
Yeah, totally. But we still have Amsterdam, right? Like you said, New Orleans on steroids.
Yeah, and you notice Amsterdam's surrounded by a hell of a lot of canals.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, so...
That's an amazing city, too. That is amazing. Like you said, it definitely is New Orleans on steroids. It's like the second home. It's like the home away from the home away from home. I could see myself visiting that place a lot because that was kind of nice. And we could visit a couple more times until New Orleans gets back on their feet, and we'll be right back there giving them money to support the townspeople in their jobs of stripping
and feed
bartending
the strippers, please.
Yeah, definitely.
We got to do one of those half hour long commercials.
For you okay, buddy? What'd you have for dinner,
ladies and gentlemen? This is summer. And we have this little stripper sitting on the curb. Just think about it, folks. For the price of a good cognac,
yeah,
you could support sunshine. You could support summer for 30 days. The price of a cognac.
Yeah.
Please help now.
What was the one girl that you called her?
Because every day you delay, 10 more strippers take day jobs. No!
What was the one you thought looked like, what the hell's her name?
Marky Post?
No. She looked like the, Matthew Broderick's, I can't do anything right. I sound like George W.
Were you going to say Matthew Broderick's wife?
Yeah.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know. Is it Broderick? Yeah, Matthew Broderick. The stripper you said looked like that one actress.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, you're way off.
I am?
The girl from Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yeah. What was her name?
She's not married to Matthew Broderick.
Yes, she is. What the hell's it?
Oh, my God.
I can't believe I can't remember her name. She was in Honeymoon in Vegas. She was in
Sex and the City. She's
LA
the lead
Story.
Character. She's the lead character.
Yeah, that's
Jessica.
Is it Jessica?
Jessica Parker?
Is it? Ah, shit.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, that's it. That's Matthew Broderick's.
Now, what was the question?
What? I don't remember.
Who does she look like?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, look like that stripper at Temptations.
Yeah.
Why'd you say
okay.
that?
Okay. Wasn't that the one that Scott was talking to about...
going back to the house they rented him and his
buddies? Yeah,
bodies.
I'm...
How much is it going to take for you to come back with me and my buddies? I'm serious.
Yeah, but he was a neurosurgeon, remember?
That's
not
right.
A neurosurgeon, a neuro... I'm a keynote speaker at the neurosurgeon conference here. And she was like, oh, really? Blah, 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 blah. But, you know, she just sat there and talked and hung out. She didn't get naked or nothing. She was sitting there in a bikini while the other girls danced up on the stage. And, you know, it was cool. It was casual. And you were falling asleep.
Yeah.
You'd had enough.
Yeah.
I'm like, you want to go? Yeah, let's go. And then we got up early and had some good fucking breakfast, and I embarrassed you.
Why was that?
hey, he's complaining about you. I told the waitress you were complaining about her. Hey, no, man, what the fuck?
Yeah, you don't do that in New Orleans.
I just wanted to break the ice, you know, so you have somebody to talk to besides
me. Well, that
me.
Was a girl with the Siamese husky eyes. Or
yeah, right.
Valley. Yeah.
Right. Why? Were they different colors?
No, but they were that bright blue.
Yeah, right, right. That's right. And we ate there again when the wives came down, yeah. And we ate, what was the other place we had breakfast at, you and I? It was right across the street from the French Market, I believe. Or right on the corner. No, I'm sorry. You go through Jackson Square, you hit a hard left, and just as you come out of where Jackson Square is onto Rampart, or is that, what street is that? Not Rampart.
Oh, wait a minute. No, is that the day we were having breakfast and you were sweating a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I don't know the name. It's on the corner of Decatur and...
Decatur, that's it.
And St. Anne, kind of like St. Anne. It's not a yeah. street anymore. It's where St. Anne ends.
Yeah, right.
But
you come out of a park, though, there, and there's a bunch of people, artists and shit.
You were having, like, oatmeal or something. Yeah. You were not feeling good. And I'm having red beans and rice at 8 in the morning.
Like, dude, what the fuck? Yeah, and did you have one of those heavy-duty Anjali sausage... hey, Scott's here, and he just wrecked the door. Good job. You had one of those hot sausage omelets.
Yeah.
It's like a jambalaya omelet.
Yeah, that was at Père Antoine's.
And then I didn't have that, but I had it when we went there this last time, and it was unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. All right, man, you want to get in here or what? Huh? You got your mic? You're all set up to go?
Let's see your arm.
You going to make it?
Yeah, still got a little bump on
it. Yeah, Scott's here. He just showed up, just walked in.
Popeye just walked in.
Oh, he's got your headphones. You know what? Let's take a quick break, and we'll start this back up again. And, yeah, and we'll get back to talking about Nolens.
How you doing on time?
All right. We're at 57. So we're going to come right back.
You going to play some music?
Man? Yeah.
Okay. AKC. Total Talk Nonsense.
Don't mess with my toot-toot. Don't mess with my toot-toot. Now you can have another woman. But don't mess with my toot-toot.
AKC. Total Talk Nonsense.
All right, here we are again, back.
Yeah, we at.
And we got the whole band here,
yeah.
AKC's Total Talk Nonsense, with a kangaroo cord
this
in
is
the studio.
First. This is the first that we're ever in a studio at the same time.
John, Scott, and Rick.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Scott?
Not too much. I'm at a little disadvantage here because I don't know what the first hour, what you guys talked about. I don't want to.
It was, whoa, it was about the me.
Should we get those technical issues worked out?
Hey, I asked you to check, and you
I was
you,
checking.
You don't
I was
check.
Like, check, 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 check.
Whoa, easy, man. Oh, you're redlining.
Oh, now I'm redlining. All right, then.
So what are you going to share? Are you going to share?
What did you guys talk about the first hour?
So I don't know.
I don't know if we can say.
I can't hear myself.
What do you mean
now?
You don't know if you
oh,
can
you
say?
Oh, you can't?
No, you got to turn the monitor up over
oh,
here.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
John's working out some
John's
got
to shift himself over and...
Well, he does have a large array of equipment there.
Shut up.
You should get a rolling chair.
He's got a girth
so
of experience.
So you can roll from one end to the other.
Yeah, can you hear yourself?
That's better. Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Turn up the overall.
So, thanks, Cliff Notes,
John.
Synopsis.
How's that?
Check. Anything?
No, it was just to dispel any rumors that I was actually dead, which
oh.
is why I had to show up tonight.
I see. Very good.
Oh, yeah.
People called in. People were playing Kangaroo Court CDs backwards to get the clues.
Yeah. No, we talked about it, the Katrina.
Katrina, right, right,
yeah.
New Orleans.
We mm-hmm. talked about our trip
Phil's
there.
Dead.
We talked about your
kind of clues.
Your going there. And
I met you guys there.
Trying
I had to go there for work.
Yeah, trying to talk the stripper into coming back to the house. And
that was for Derek.
How
oh,
much,
I shouldn't,
right,
I shouldn't
right,
name names.
How
right.
much? How much would it take to get you to come back?
Oh, I didn't offer her money.
And you, well, you told
offered
her
Derek's charming.
You told her you were a neurosurgeon.
Though. Neuro, like, a neurosurgeon.
Yeah, I said neurosurgeon because when we were down there, there was a neuroscience convention, and actually, the house we rented right next door, there was a little garage type of a house that.
Yeah,
two
we
girls rented out.
Yes, John and I. Well, that no.
Yeah, yeah. We walked about 500 miles to get there.
And
come and see the coast side or whatever. See the Garden State,
the Garden
neighborhood.
District. And the girls next door. One of the girls' brothers was a doctor who was giving a presentation.
Wow.
So he came in and I asked him questions. He stuck around for like 45 minutes answering my questions. So I can pad my neuroscience resume and then take that out to the French Quarter and use it to my advantage.
Nice.
And what do I get thrown on me? This is Rick, our cameraman. Thanks.
Well, you guys got a good memory. I don't really remember any of that
and
stuff.
And the pat on the head was nice, too.
Yeah, I remember getting shit from Mike.
Hey, oh. Morley, where'd you guys go and fit down the hall?
He was giving you a hard time, huh?
Yeah. Who went to the dungeon that weekend with me?
Me.
Yeah.
But it was closed.
We
couldn't get in.
Okay.
Well, we got in with the wives.
The following year, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
And I started doing shit, and you're like, knock it off. I was pounded on that plexiglass window.
Yeah.
You're going to get killed, man.
That's from experience.
One more thing about the girls next door. One of the girls left her window open and her lights on and masturbated probably for 2 hours. And I would check in once in a while. I'm not lying. I told you this when we came home, didn't I? And I checked in every 15 minutes, but... Mike,
I didn't know about the masturbation.
Mike
I thought
and
she
Derek.
Just got naked.
Oh, no, she got naked and she'd read the paper and then she'd start playing with herself and then she'd stop and then she'd go over, turn the TV on, come back, play with herself. And it lasted about 3 hours and it had Mike and Derek's attention for at least 2 hours until they finally gave up. They thought she was going to whip out like a big dong or something. But it never happened.
But she was an Indian woman.
They gave up? What do you mean?
Well, they were...
What were they...
I guess they felt a little like peeping Toms after a while.
All right, so how do you
give... Because when I would open the door to come in the room, the light from the other room was still illuminating.
It's silhouette. These two silhouettes.
And they would duck their heads and start yelling
dude,
at me.
What the fuck?
Dude, man!
They look like
come
the,
on!
They look like the eyeballs in the cartoon house, you know? The shades go down like
yeah,
eyelids.
You see them, the eyeballs look at each other. And they go down.
But it was cool. Man. We stayed in a cool house.
And at the right moment, you know, the sprinkler goes on.
What I want to know is that flooding, did it flood where we were staying? What do they call that? The Garden District? It's over by Tulane?
Yeah.
Is that all flooded?
Tulane's flooded.
Yes.
So those, what's going to happen to those 100-year-old oak trees that hang over the...
That's where Rick
that's what
was
we were talking,
talking
about
earlier
about the wind. What, you know, are they still there? They haven't shown anything on St. Charles Avenue yet.
Well, even
St.
If they're
Charles Street.
Even if they're still there... Being underwater, I don't think, is going to be good.
Oh, they've been flooded down there before.
Yeah.
A lot.
Mm.
And not even after a hurricane. It's
those
just
roots go deep, man. Those roots down there go deep.
Whoa.
That's prolific,
whoa.
Isn't
so
it?
You've
that's
going to
go down and it's almost as famous as... show your tits!
You
show us some turkey.
You've just been telling stories about New Orleans from personal experience?
And concerns now about the future.
Concerns and the goddamn president and all
oh,
that
the
shit.
W? And the W's response?
Yeah, George W. Shrub.
No, the W's
no response.
Yeah, no responsibility.
Can I segue just for a moment?
Sure, absolutely.
I just got out of, I wasn't here because I was at a parent teacher conference.
That's important, yeah.
So you go to the school, and then the teacher tells you what class is going to be like. But I walked in the classroom, and there's this giant picture of the W and his lovely wife. And so when I saw it in Emma's classroom, I started paying attention when we were walking out. It's in every classroom. And
hey,
I'm thinking,
suck dicks.
You know, we talked about catapulting the propaganda last week.
Right.
And
no, fuck you!
Is this
that's
something that slipped by us? that the funding for the W pictures and the classrooms?
Oh, right. Did you approve that?
I didn't approve that.
Right. Yeah.
And when we went to school, they didn't have pictures of Nixon on the
wall. No, they had the old presidents.
Yeah.
That should be the same thing, though.
Yeah,
that's true. Crap.
Secular.
Goddamn Tories.
Freaking what? Don't be throwing words in there. I don't know.
That was one of the earlier political parties, wasn't it? The Tories?
The Tories. I know the Whig Party. Yeah. The Whig Party. The
Whackers.
Federalists.
There was the Whackers.
The Whackers?
Yeah.
I don't know about those, but no?
Yeah, that was about it. Trying to think
there
of
was the...
What's the sandwich?
Indians.
Did you guys talk about the sandwich? The muffaletta?
Yeah.
How
damn good that was.
Really? I didn't like it.
Are you serious?
You're a big olive fan, though.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like olives.
You don't like anything, dude.
I do.
You're like a freak.
You didn't eat any oysters either.
You didn't even like milk or something. I don't know what is it. Oh, yeah, you didn't have oysters either.
Sure I did. Yeah, why wouldn't I have oysters?
I don't like oysters. You didn't have any, did you?
No.
He ate pizza.
I'll have some of this dry cheese pizza.
I have another story about New Orleans.
Yeah?
I accidentally spilled beer on Mike's feet, on his new shoes, and he refused to give me a ride home. So one of the other guys we were there with went around to the driver's side, and, hey, Mike, come on, let's just let him in the car. And he left without anybody.
No.
He was so upset. He just drove by himself. He drove away.
Not going to do
what
it.
That, in that Blazer thing? Or that,
yeah, it was like a Dakota.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
And so then he went around the block.
You guys
and
leave me in the parking lot of that college bookstore with Madonna blasting on the stereo by myself.
And you couldn't figure out how to turn it off.
Shut the thing off.
Shit. All these college co-eds looking like, look at that old bastard. He's listening to shit from the 80s.
He's trolling, man. Call security.
Well, Mike left all of us, and he started driving away, and he eventually, about 5 minutes later, he came back because he couldn't remember where our house was that we were running out, so he had to pick us back up. And he let me in the car that time.
We actually had some fabulous pizza.
Yeah, it was good.
At that one place.
Now, the French Quarter didn't
Bruce's
get any
daughter.
Flooding, did it?
Yeah.
It's flooding now.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, finally, the streets will get cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, right.
Right?
No, now there's feces in, more
feces.
Oh,
more
just feces. Added to it.
I see. What about gators?
Gators.
Are there gators?
Gator
yeah.
What?
Well, don't you, when you drive over to
it's
New Orleans
man.
There's lots of gay.
You drive, I don't know, it seems like 20 miles over a swamp.
Yeah.
Till you get to New Orleans.
That's gone.
The swamp is gone?
No, that causeway, that bridge is gone.
Right. I saw pictures of that. But now all those gators, are they kind of making their way to New Orleans?
Oh, yeah.
If they smell rotting corpses, yeah.
They will be.
If they can smell them, I don't know how their
olfactory
senses work.
They said a lot of people died from snake bites in gators, poisonous water moccasins, shit.
Now,
that would
suck. So you survive the hurricane only to be eaten by a crocodile.
Eaten by feces.
Oh, and it's not a crocodile. It's a gator. Crocodiles are in Australia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that an African fly?
What's that?
The feetsy fly or feces fly?
Feces fly, I don't know.
Maybe they all are, though. I mean, by principle, they all are. Anyway.
Yeah, so if you're in the French Quarter right now, it's really like being up Schitt's Creek.
Right, without a paddle.
That would suck.
Turd paddle, is
that
what you
that song we heard, yeah.
There aren't any basements in New Orleans, are there?
Yeah.
There are?
Why
yeah.
not? Why wouldn't
in
there?
The French Quarter?
I'm not sure about the French Quarter, but...
Well, I think it would be a bad idea because
dungeons.
It's 7 feet below sea level.
It's 12 feet
for
in some places.
12, yeah, for one reason. Like, if you go to Arizona, they don't have basements, do they?
That's because the old people can't go up and down stairs there.
Yeah.
Right.
There's just ramps everywhere.
They just wrench them. Wench them.
So I guess the New Orleans trip is off then.
For now. I think we're going to go for St. Patrick's Day weekend.
No, you're not.
Why not?
Because,
No, you're not. Listen to okay, Dad.
There's an Illinois senator.
Said they're not going to let anybody from Illinois go there. What?
He says rebuilding isn't sensible. He's the House Speaker, Dennis Hassert. It makes no sense to spend billions of dollars to rebuild a city that's 7 feet under sea level.
All right.
Looks like a lot of that place could be bulldozed. The Illinois Republican said.
Oh, that's great.
You know, yeah, that's like...
Fuck him,
politicians
man.
Have been wanting to bulldoze anything that's on valuable real estate.
Well, what he's saying
Did you hear that in that song?
Yeah. Is that Sergeant Hartman?
Sounds like Lee Ermey.
Yeah.
Wow. They must be talking about that Republican.
They hooked him up to a mic.
What's going on there?
If New Orleans is going to be rebuilt, he noted that federal insurance and other federal aid would be involved, and, quote, we ought to take a second look at it. But you know, we build Los Angeles and San Francisco on top of earthquake fissures, and they rebuild too. Stubbornness, end quote.
Well, that's like Sam Kinison saying to all those people starving in Africa.
Move where the food is.
Yeah. But it's just not that simple.
Well, as we can see that right now, because if that was the choice that they had, these people would already be somewhere eaten.
What we're forgetting now also is that why they want to just bulldoze New Orleans, then is there any hope for Miami or St. Petersburg
right,
or
right.
Daytona? Because they're in the face of some of the biggest storms. And
Alabama,
Category 5 is going to hit them one day.
How about Texas?
I don't think the initial hurricane was the issue. I think it's the flooding.
But that comes with every hurricane.
The toxicity.
And the surge.
And the levee breaking. I think that's the problem.
Thousands died in Galveston.
8,000, to be exact, is what I read today.
Nobody saw the tsunami.
Right.
Nobody's going to see that big quake that finally, that kills tens of thousands. Quakes have killed tens of thousands only as a couple of years ago in other parts of the country, in the world.
Yeah.
We're not immune. You know what I mean? People think that, I'm looking at these pictures on TV, and I can't believe this is the United States of America this is happening to. Well, you know what? You may have to get used to it because Mother Nature, you know, time and time again, just proves.
It's going to do what she wants.
Who's in charge?
She's going to do what she wants.
She's like a woman, fickle.
Yeah, like Mother Nature.
Can't make up her goddamn mind.
Right. Can we talk about the W?
Yes.
Can't help
Go ahead.
You got to talk about this a-hole.
He can't help it.
I got to talk about the goddamn W.
There's an article. I got it somewhere. To his credit, President Bush is pulling out all the stops to respond to the tragic impact.
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
Hopefully Bush will live up to the presidential historian Fred Greenstein's remarkable Bush-like observation that the can-do stuff is something he can do, unlike the other cerebral stuff.
You cannot lead.
Bush could use the work after hitting an all-time low in the Gallup poll last week. The president just set a new personal worst in the latest Washington Post poll. So his ratings are in the tube, and I don't think he's doing as much as he can because...
in the shitters, really.
New Orleans is like a freaking riot zone
right
now.
And
it's like... What's that movie with Kurt Russell where he goes to New York?
Right, Escape from New York.
It's like Escape from New Orleans because he did not send the National Guard in soon enough.
Yeah.
Is it his decision to do that?
It's the governor's, but the governor doesn't have any because Bush sent them all to Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and all the equipment for pumping, for making fresh water. The water purifiers they sent there, the high water vehicles.
Well, I heard New Orleans had $250 million tab to... build up their levees.
Fix the levee.
And Bush took it and said, we're going to send it over to the troops to armor their vehicles.
Yeah.
Now, what is that? Here's what I don't understand. And sure, arming the vehicles, that's necessary. But so is the levee. Don't you think that's necessary?
Yeah.
But no, let's spend 280. I can't even talk. I'm so frustrated. Let's spend $280 million on a
freaking... You don't have a compressor, so ease up on that mic, man.
$280 million on a freaking bridge in Alaska to go to 50 people.
Yeah.
Why didn't they pull the money for that and give it to the Humvees?
That's what we said last hour.
Well, no, I guess...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so upset.
Somewhere somebody had their chance to get the money for that.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing is he gave $260 billion back to the American people as a, hey, I'm going to give you all this tax back.
Now his dad and Clinton want it back.
Yeah. We're doing a fundraiser. And we're going to do, Clinton's going to do a sex show, because he's given up the saxophone so he could play that harmonica.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Thank you.
It's better the second time you hear it.
Did I say it before?
You know,
I suck.
And Kenneth Starr, he was the director of that whole thing, that whole film, that whole porno film.
Thanks, Kenneth.
5 years and $50 million in the making.
Yeah.
That's the best he came up with, was a softcore, made-for-TV movie.
Right. Because he got a blowjob and he banged a chick with
a
cigar.
But, hey, he lied about it.
Oh, Clinton lied. Nobody died.
Right.
Bush lies. Everybody dies.
Well, Bush is also going to ask Americans to be prudent in their consumption of energy.
And he used the word resolve again. He used the word resolve again.
Oh, man.
But called the hurricane a temporary disruption to gasoline supplies. And he said, quote, "Don't buy gas if you don't need it," the president said.
I know. Well, I just stockpile of it.
Yeah, that's what I do. I have a 200-gallon tank in my backyard, and I stockpile. What a stupid ass. This is the kind of leadership we need at this time. Idiot.
Right.
That strategic oil reserve?
Yeah.
They're going to let some of that go, but it's got to be paid back with interest.
What? Everything's paid back with interest. That's why this company's going downhill.
Country.
But
that's what I said, isn't it?
You said company.
I said company?
Yeah. You heard the same. Did you hear the speech today?
I heard the speech, and I was looking all over the internet for it because...
Well, do you remember what he said about he's going to ease the restrictions on non-U.S. tankers bringing petroleum products into the United States?
Oh, all right. Could bring nukes in, too?
No. I was never aware that there was a restriction. Now, if there's a restriction on U.S. ships only bringing petroleum... doesn't that limit our supply in the first place?
I would think so.
And then doesn't the limited supply raise the price?
I think you're on to something.
Yeah.
Why were we limiting that before? There's no strategic reason for letting non-U.S. ships in with oil. We let non-U.S. ships in with cargo, with cars, with stereos.
Not for oil, though.
Right. Why?
Because somebody's getting their back pocket greased.
Okay. Can you come back with something next week on that one for us?
No.
Oh.
I don't follow up shit, especially your shit. I'll follow up my own. I'm not going to follow up yours.
But this is real, man. You might be responsible for an article that some other guy is going to be reading at another podcast, right? Instead of you reading someone else's.
Yeah.
Get out there, Cub reporter Scott.
I'll check it out. I'm the one who does the fact-finding. Scott just pulls stuff off for...
Fact-finding?
I tell John when he's wrong.
You didn't even know Scott's real last name a couple months ago.
Yeah, but I didn't care. It wasn't important. Hey, what'd you say? What'd you say, motherfucker, about me?
What?
What'd you say that you correct me on my facts?
I didn't say that. I said company instead of country.
No, that's not what you said after that, you liar.
Don't forget, Scott's editing, too.
Yeah,
that's
I
right.
I know how he is.
Did you like my edit on the gun control discussion we had?
Yeah, John. Thanks. Did you hear that one?
Next week, you listen to the podcast, you'll hear. And then there was that time in the strip club when John was trying to get this girl to go back.
John. Yeah, you know what he did on the last podcast? We were talking about gun control, and in the background, while he's talking, every once in a while a gun would just go ch-ch. When I'm talking, it's you can't hear a goddamn word I say.
You can.
Bullshit.
And I was just getting you back for all that time.
Oh,
when you were stepping on me,
hey,
Skid Row.
Yeah. Scott, did John tell you about Planet 19?
Planet 19, he did not. Is that a movie?
No, it's a cable show on Channel 19. It's the Comcast.
I haven't talked to him.
Public
since,
access.
I don't know, the other day.
I'm not sure if it's a half hour, an hour, but they feature local artists and local filmmakers, and they showcase their stuff, and there's a website called Planet 19.
Are you going to click again, man?
Hello, sorry.
Jesus. H.
I thought you might want to know, because you can submit your stuff. We can get the band, because Mr. Blotto played a couple weeks ago on the show. And
all right. Well, let's get some videos together.
Yeah.
Right.
Some videos. Yeah.
And you submit music via CD, simply.
Yeah.
Or, and you can also just, I think it's on DVD or even VHS, you can submit the film work to.
Yeah, right. Totally.
Well, I'm...
Scott, I got a couple ideas, a couple of treatments I want to talk to you about on a film thing anyways.
right.
Afterwards, when we're off camera.
You want to run something by me?
I'm sorry, okay. When we're off. Hey, get out of my way. I'm on the radio here, all right?
All right, so back to New Orleans.
New Orleans.
We're going to stick on that, or
New
are we going
to... New Orleans.
I was just wondering if you guys want to know if the corpses are going to be a danger to the public health.
Yeah, I think they are.
Well, Rick, what do you think?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, a corpse is only a danger to public health if the victim died of an infectious disease. But when someone dies of trauma, as most victims in this tragedy did...
Mokes.
The decomposition process is harmless, if disgusting. Bacteria within the body, especially E. coli from the gut, immediately start to consume the flesh. Maggots hatched from eggs laid in the corpse also eat the cadavers, wasps, beetles, and other insects.
These are my friends down there.
Large animals such as birds, rats, and dogs pick at the unguarded corpses.
I don't know. I haven't heard from these guys yet. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to get a hold of... I don't know how to get a hold of Colin.
Why don't you go through that friend of yours... with the long, flowing, blonde locks. What's his name?
Oh, Wally?
You got that picture of him, yeah, Wally.
Wally wouldn't be able to do anything either.
Really?
He's in Indianapolis. He's got no contact with him right now.
I thought he could, he had their numbers. Sorry.
I can get on, well,
I'm tired.
I can get on a website for Mousy or for Colin.
Yeah.
And but that's not going to say anything. It's just going to, you know, be advertising their businesses right now. We tried to get on the bourbon cam, but the wind or the rain or something was interfering. Or
during the storm you were in?
No, during the storm, the last storm, during Katrina.
Yeah. Who did?
I did.
That's right. Yeah, I did the same thing. They stopped at like 6:30 in the morning. The bridge cam, the burble cam.
They just probably shut them all down and...
Well, they had like a still shot.
Well, the one at Cat's Meow,
yeah,
that one comes down.
The karaoke cam or whatever.
Yeah, because they hold that one in the street for the interviews, too.
Yeah.
They probably took that one inside.
Yeah, they were all like frozen shots. Didn't you check out NOLA, man?
No, I don't even know what that is.
New Orleans, Louisiana website?
No.
NOLA.
NOLA.com has a lot of good news.
As opposed to no.
No. I'm sorry, were you going to say something or are you in the middle of reading one of your diatribes?
No, I was done. Rick told me to stop.
I did not.
He did. He said stop. I have friends down there.
I thought you were coming to my house today.
You were just giving us something about, I mean, dead corpses. I could see that on the side of the road up here with the whole process.
Well, they're not a problem unless they died of an infectious disease, which is not the case here. They did not die of an infectious disease.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd be want to swim around that muck and get a mouthful of intestines or something, you know.
Well, despite ancient fears of death,
it's only if you pop them, right?
Miasma, the foul odor emitted by the body as it rots, is innocuous. That's not true.
What does that mean?
Can't do you any harm. It's harmless.
Oh. What do you call it? Miasma?
Miasma, yeah.
That can't be right.
Miasma.
That can't be right.
That's what it says right here. M-I-A-S-M-A. Miasma. Miasma. Miasma.
I don't think that's it, man.
All right, well, check your facts.
Miasma.
Miasma?
Miasma. It's like, it's Spanish, isn't it?
What is? ¿Dónde está?
The smell.
Zapatería.
The smell. Don't speak Spanish to me. We've heard your German already.
My German is right on, man.
Yeah. Ich liebe dich.
You were the one who said that, not me.
You said ich liebe dich.
You missed my translation.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're saying I like dick or whatever?
That's what you told Heinz or whoever.
No,
or
I didn't.
Who's the guy at work?
I told him what you said.
Who said, what are you saying?
I said exactly what you said.
No, here's what I said. Ich liebe dich.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, you know
and
what?
And then you went to work. And
that'll
said,
be one of the sound
ich
bites.
Ich liebe dich.
That'll be one of the sound bites I drop in here, okay?
All right, then.
Fucking guy. All right, then.
I keep hearing a dangling participle in there, so I don't know if you're either one of you are right.
Yeah. It's in ich liebe. Ich liebe dich. What are you trying to say again? I like...
I love you.
I love you, yeah. What? You love dick? The German guy says to me, no. Ich liebe dich. What was this you gave me, Rick?
Oh, just an article from the...
Times.
The Times down there in New Orleans.
Picayune?
Yeah. We drive by that when we come in from the airport. We have to drive by that newspaper.
It was by James Varney.
Well, Jim, to his friends.
All right, Jimmy. Jimmy V. Jimmy V, I bet.
Jim Varney.
Yeah. On the southern fringe of New Orleans City Park, there's a live oak with a branch that dips low, goes briefly underground. This text is too small for me to read. You want to read this?
No.
I have to have bifocals. You don't understand.
I understand what bifocals are.
No, you don't understand that.
And that you would have to have them.
What's this deal with you here? What's going on here?
What?
What's going on? What are you doing?
But you said I couldn't understand.
Why are you attacking me?
I'm not. I'm just
saying
that.
Why are you attacking me?
I didn't.
Hey, Scott.
Are you trying to show off for Rick?
Are you going to John's on Saturday for the party?
I am not. I am out of town.
He's out of town miraculously.
Miraculously.
Every time we have one of these,
because I was
going to
say, save this for that.
We do have one every Memorial Day, right?
No, I don't have one every Memorial Day. Every Labor Day. Memorial Day's in May.
What are you trying to show off? What is that?
Stop sniping.
Oh, my God. What are you, seven? Jeez. Anyway, what Jimmy V here says.
I need a Lee Ermey sound effect.
What do you want me to say, huh?
Do you suck dick?
Who the fuck said that?
All right. When we talk about these majestic items, where was I? Did I even talk about
them? Why don't you get some sound bites from that guy from Saving Silverman?
You talked about a tree branch that grew underground.
Briefly dips in the underground.
Oh, okay. On the southern fringe of New Orleans City Park, there is a live oak with a branch that dips low, goes briefly underground, and comes up the other side still thriving. It's ancient and gnarled. This tree and... I get such great flow when I speak. It's ancient and gnarled, this tree, and filtered sunlight.
What?
What am I saying? It's ancient and gnarled, this tree, and filtered. That's what it says.
Wait, I'm sorry. Read ahead the rest of the sentence.
It's ancient and gnarled, this tree, and filtered sunlight slants through.
Are you self-punctuating again?
No, there's commas. I'm telling you, it's ancient and gnarled. I'm telling you, you can look at it. You got to read it yourself. It says that. It's ancient and gnarled, this tree, and filtered sunlight slants through its crown at dusk. It's a sublime thing. When we talk about these majestic items that dot New Orleans, that...
Oh, my God.
When we talk about
a dot,
these,
a dot is a period, John.
No, it says dot. Like, I'm thinking they're saying dot New Orleans com. No, that's not it.
I thought you were self-punctuating again.
When we talk about these majestic items that dot New Orleans landscape, we say, thanks, is, but we may mean was. This is serious, Scott. Don't be laughing.
Your impediment?
Yeah. The reports are
you
still scattered.
Help.
And then you shut the fuck up. You should talk. Fucking GW's brother.
I thought we were
brother.
Supposed to have booths anyways in here.
Yeah, we should. Gotta look at him. The reports are still scattered. The news from the ground still... Shut up. The reports are still scattered. The news from the ground still incomplete, but Hurricane Katrina may have annihilated New Orleans. It looks bad everywhere. It's impossible for us to say how many structures can be salvaged, Governor Kathleen Blanco.
Scott, look how he's reading.
Said late Sunday.
He's got
Tuesday,
one eye on each side of the microphone.
Tuesday.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
But can the birthplace of jazz truly be wiped from the face of the earth? New Orleans may yet surprise. Too often the city is written off as a whiskey nirvana, where one guzzles Pimm's cups.
We had one of those
at Napoleon House in the French Quarter at night, and eggs and grits at the Camellia Grill in the River Bend at sunrise. Camellia,
the
is that
rubber
the
band.
Camellia is the, shut up.
You
don't
you
understand.
Sure you got that?
I'm having
you
trouble.
You got the name of that place right? Try it again.
We understand. C A M E L L I A. Camellia, right?
Okay.
Camellia. Isn't that what the Camellia? Isn't that the one that came through in the 60s?
69.
Yeah. In truth, however, New Orleans is as sublime as it is rebellion. Rebellion.
Rab. You're playing some music.
Rebellion.
Right now.
Yeah, I should. I took my glasses off, so I can't see what.
I heard that Al Qaeda took credit. Well, they didn't take credit. They said that this was Allah.
Yeah.
Allah's on their side.
It was Katrina.
No.
Well, you know those Baptists, they believe that this is happening and 9/11 happened because the United States is too easy on the gays.
I bet you the W believes that, too.
It's true. It's true. I read it. Hannity was slamming, called them... they came out at there was a funeral for a fallen soldier, and they came out and they protested the war, or not so much protested the war, but they said this is basically what happens, and we're being paid back, and soldiers are being killed now because the U.S. Government allows gays to thrive and be married or whatever it is. So Hannity came out and said that, there we go, here's the left again protesting the war. Yeah, that's what he said. He was blaming it on the left, and then MediaMatters.org said it was a Baptist church. It was led by a bunch of Baptist parishioners.
So he just heard about it, and he just made an assumption.
I guess, yeah.
Well, he seems a little queer to me,
isn't they all,
allegedly.
Yeah, that's probably why he got so worked up about it, because they were talking about him.
Sean.
Butt pirating.
They're getting close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're starting to sniff me out.
If your name is Sean and your last name is not O'Connery, if your last name's not Connery, you're queer.
Sean Connery. I am the last one. Remember that when he was a dragon? Remember?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, then. So we wrapping it up, then?
Huh?
We're wrapping it.
Do you got to go?
No.
Why? What's the
matter? I can stay.
What's the matter, man? You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, we could wrap it. You want to wrap it? You done?
I'm done.
You done? Are you done, Rick?
Yeah, I had nothing to say in the first place. You made me do this. And I was just stopping by to hook up some microphones.
Under duress.
I was just going to hook up some microphones and leave.
Rick's talking away. He's talking away, and I just sneak a microphone up to his lips. And I'm like, hold on.
I don't think I could do this.
Come on, you could do it. It's good for the soul.
I don't know.
No?
Well, you know, it's...
Hey,
I'll
man.
Be bummed. You know, I'm going to turn the radio on tomorrow. I'll still be bummed.
Yeah,
and it's
right.
It's going to be hard. And...
But we got to look forward to the future.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
I hope they save something.
And if you are listening to this podcast, do something to help out down there. I'm going to see if I can do something. I don't know what that'll be, but good luck to you people there in New Orleans.
I'm going to take a stripper into our home.
I hope you get out there safe and sound. And the W, get the National Guard in there already, you a-holes.
Well, what the
not
hell?
Secure yet, Scott.
Right.
And why is that?
They don't want to go in there until it's secure.
They
then
don't
the want to
go in there and get shot at, for God's sakes.
No, he's flying over tomorrow in Air Force One to check out the damage again.
Again?
Yeah.
He already checked it out.
That's what
he's
doing.
Not, he's not going to fly over. What he's going to do, he's going to fly over is a model representation. Just like the fake turkey, you know, at Thanksgiving. It's going to be a model of Air Force One that's going to fly over.
Well,
just for the photo op.
Yeah.
It will be interesting to see how the W handles it. And right off the bat, I think he's doing a bad job.
Oh, yeah. Let's have a fundraiser. Can you give all the money back I gave to you?
Yeah. And don't buy gas if you don't need
it. I'm currently in discussions with President Bush and Clinton, my father, about. I'm very proud of how they were able to rally the country and help the Indonesian victims of the tsunami. And they're going to do the same thing now. And
yeah.
Okay, folks.
Hopefully it'll work, but we're going to donate some money.
I don't need those two.
Yeah.
To rally me to, you know.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. We don't need the government, man. People are going to just start picking up and helping them.
Well, we do. We need the government to say get the National Guard there.
This country gave a lot of money, private and corporate, gave a lot of money to tsunami victims. You don't think we're going to help out our own people? Of course we are.
We better. I don't know why we pay taxes if they can't fucking take some 4 days to mobilize. Oh, that's right. They don't have any National Guard people. They're all in Iraq, and so is all the equipment.
So they had to recruit and train them
this week.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how Bush continues to handle this tragedy.
It's not a tragedy yet. It will be, though.
I think it already is.
It's a disaster now. It's going to be a tragedy in the weeks to come.
There's people that can't get food. They can't get out of there. There's people with guns running around looting.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw an interesting thing on Yahoo. I didn't bring in the documentation, but there was two different news sources, and I'm not sure which ones they were, but they were big publications. And they both had pictures of people looting. In one picture, it was white people, and one picture, it was black people.
Yeah.
And the caption under the white one said how they found these groceries. And the one under the black, with the black man, was how they looted the groceries.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that? In Yahoo?
It was some blogger came up with it on Yahoo. He noticed the two different captions with the white was, oh, these white people, they found the groceries, and maybe they'll eat tonight, and that's great. And then the black people, they looted the groceries.
Yeah.
And the assistant manager of the local Banana Republic, empty, said, I just know that the khaki dockers are just being on loan right now. I'm sure they'll all come back later.
The only thing I couldn't understand is why they needed a goddamn TV.
Where are they going to plug it in? Pictures of a mother with her daughter looting cosmetics. Yeah, it's really important that you look hot.
I gotta look hot
during
for
the tragedy.
My debut on the news.
Stupid asses. And then the guys
keeps,
running around with guns.
It keeps the odor of the miasma down, though.
You know, we talked about gun control last time, and I'm gonna get a gun to protect myself from a tyrannous government and to protect myself against my a-hole neighbor when I find out what an a-hole he is if a tragedy ever strikes this area.
And he wants to loot your house.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Well,
ridiculous.
It's not impossible. We've lost power in this area for 3 days at a time. It could happen for weeks if the right storm comes along.
Sure.
The right series of coincidences happen.
Or,
you're going to go to the store and there's going to be people waiting for ice.
Or like...
in lines and fights breaking out over ice here. It could if it just goes out for a week.
Right. Well, Blagojevich is trying to stop the raise in... ComEd wants to raise the rates by 16% by 2007, and some people say it's going to be more than that. It's going to be like 20% the rates. So he's trying to block it. But then what happens? ComEd just shuts the power off.
Yeah.
You know, if we don't pay, they just shut it off. And then what do? Free market, right? We can go out and choose whatever power company we want, right? No, that doesn't happen because all the lines that come into your house, it's not like there's five separate electrical lines, and you could pick the lowest.
It worked for Ma Bell.
Here's a choice you'll have: a little Honda generator.
Who owns the cables, though? What?
What it would just be, John? It would be just like having everyone have a big propane tank in their backyard, like a
a generator.
Like, propane tanks. A lot of farms use that. You'd be able to choose your own company, but think about the
fucking
extra trucks
solar.
You would need. And
I'm going solar, man. The whole roof. My backyard and driveway are going to be solar panels.
I'm going to move next door to Scott and live on methane.
That's sweet.
Power my house.
Hey, that wasn't funny.
Yeah, it was. What do you
mean? Oh, like you never
for?
Have gas.
Not like you, man.
I disagree.
That's you.
I loudly disagree.
Amsterdam the whole time.
That's not true.
Holy shit.
That's because they had horrible food there.
Wipe yourself, man. Well, if you would have had the steak.
My digestive system wasn't ready for that.
If you had the steak.
I would have kept you up longer. I would have had goat's ass in the morning.
That's it, yeah. What'd you have at that breakfast buffet?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that was
cereal.
Gnarly.
And even the cereal was of lower quality.
No, I think it was the milk you weren't used to.
No, it was the cereal. Like, they had Frosted Flakes.
They
but they were like
cows,
the European
like,
Frosted Flakes.
Baby chicks.
What?
We had a story last week. Russia's feeding their cows marijuana seeds.
Mm. What?
We had a story last week.
Did we?
About Russia feeding the cows marijuana, confiscated marijuana seeds.
Did we?
Yeah.
Hey, man, they're good. Like I
good
said,
protein.
They have good protein and great source of vitamin E and stuff like that. Great source of LDL, whatever, that lower cholesterol, the one that the good cholesterol is in it.
No doubt.
Good shit. Second, only second to the soybean, which I had to correct myself on.
All right, then. This is a Total Talk Nonsense special report.
Yeah. So I guess we're out of here then, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is John Scott and Rick, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense, and yeah, we'll take you out of here with some more Zydeco.
AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
Down in New Orleans where the blues was on, they take a cool cat to blow on the stallion.
Mambo, 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 m